How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Curry, a very good morning. What a week this was.
Well, it's also Eid, so happy Eid.
Well, hold on. I thought isn't Eid on the weekend, on Sunday? When is Eid? Is it now?
It starts now. Yeah, it starts now. You know, Doug, us Muslims, we have a very long...
Yeah.
A very long party.
Okay, no, but that's awesome. Yeah, so that is, I don't know why I thought it was only on the weekend. So, Eid Mubarak
well,
to you.
It, and maybe I'm already celebrating.
No, well, maybe you guys, or maybe you.
I'm following the Arabs, so, like, I'm always in isolation, so I just do what the Arab world is doing. So, it's Eid for us today. If you're in Arabia, maybe in South Africa it's different. Well, I don't know.
Absolutely. Well, probably not, but anyway, there you have it. So it has been a really, really crazy week.
It's so crazy.
Corruption.
That my headline this week is my headline this week is "Bring Back Jacob Zuma."
Oh my gosh! Oh goodness!
I never thought I'd write it, but was he so bad?
Wow.
Let me tell you what happens when you replace Zuma with a man who can actually read numbers.
Yeah, wow.
Then you see what happened this week. Looting on an extraordinary level, and I'm gutted. I feel like I've been, like, I woke up and I found out that the guy I was married to is actually already married and has three other side chicks.
No, but hold on, that's, what's his name? That's Malusi.
Oh, yes.
Really, cupcake? Like, he told us this week, South Africa, you're on your own. I don't know how you feel about it, but it's just one corrupt, fraudulent cesspit, isn't it?
So very interesting, because of course that all started last week Thursday night when he spoke to us, and I always wonder, because I know that when he speaks to us, he's got a message he wants to deliver. There's a lot of noise, a lot of fluff, but in there is the real message. And it was very clear that it was about corruption, because he must have known that the Sunday papers, the Sunday Independent, the Sunday Times, were going to follow with this expose on the level of corruption around the pandemic funding. So that's why he preempted it. And it's very, very scary. I guess the good news in this is that he is addressing it. Perhaps Zuma never addressed
did he?
It.
I mean, he didn't want to let her take, what's it, extraordinary leave or exceptional leave. I never get that.
So you do a really bad thing, you get to go on holiday. Like, I've never got that. But anyway, so he didn't want to put Kusela Diko on leave. They had to have a caucus about it. Who knows what's going on, Howard? But all I know is, firstly, she's the same woman who came out and told us that the president got it wrong on cigarettes. I've always disliked her. Okay.
Right. And now even more so.
I've had it in for her from day one, since the day I met her.
That's so funny.
But it's not just her. You know, like, the president said, how sick must you be? What kind of a person loots during time? Like, what are you talking about? It's you. And Dila is your brother. Your brother is sitting coining it with a 5-centimeter guide for taxi windows. I mean, come on. Did we wake up in a cartoon? Like, it's not even real. What kind of 5-centimeter gap can even stop the common cold, let alone the virus? Just rubbish. Just another opportunity to take a lot of money. And so like, I don't know. This week I've been absolutely devastated, and I'm so disappointed in my president. And I voted for him. I'll say it loud, and it was proud. I voted for him, and I was wrong. You know, so this, let's just unpack the story a bit. Kusela Diko paved the way for her husband to get rich. Now, her husband's name is Amabaka King Madzikani II Tandiswa Diko. When you have a name like that, do you even need money?
I was thinking the same thing. And isn't he the Amabaka King?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, but now apparently, once you do this, once you take this 125 bar out of the PPE tender, this also paves the way for you to become either the mayor in Joburg or the chairperson of one of the big institutions. That's actually what's at play here. So you've got to prove yourself first, actually. When I read that, I couldn't believe what I was reading. So what, how do you do this? You get a chummy, and the chummy has, is preferably the wife of Bandile Masuku. Her name is Luyiso. And then you start a first wives club, okay? And what you do is you just pave the way through this whole thing, as the wives that lead the way for their husbands. And, or you play the family card and you become Andile and you put stupid guides on taxis. It's a joke. And then you apply for IMF funding. So because you've got a president that actually knows what he's doing now with numbers, we go for dollars. Mm. We don't want it. Within 5 minutes of coming out, South Africa's like, aye, give it back. We don't want it. I don't know how you feel.
Definitely. I mean, we've got runaway debt in the country. And already we know that when this money comes in, it's not even going to be 5 minutes. And already the meters.
Absolutely. It's not going to last 10 minutes.
It's already been split out.
Yeah. But the good news around that is that everybody's going to be back at work. Our entire government's going to be there because nobody's going to want to lose out on an opportunity. Nobody's going to sleep in Parliament because you don't want to sleep while the checks are being signed. So I think we're going to get see efficiency that we haven't seen in years. I don't know. You people are so negative.
So if you want anything,
I know you're right. I mean, Helen Suzman Foundation is going to court today, I think, to say, hey, you guys haven't been at work forever.
Yes, exactly. They'll be back. You don't need to worry. Everybody's getting up early. Mercedes-Benz are fixing their ties. The salespeople.
Louis Vuitton. Mercedes, the Bentleys.
The Bentleys, I'm sorry. Absolutely. Louis Vuitton are redusting their shelves. I don't know. I think this has caused such optimism.
I think Prada in that closed in the Diamond
Wall. They closed, yeah.
I think they'll open for like just that week.
They're going to have a pop-up store. That's what they should do. They should have a pop-up store in Cape Town. It's just outside Parliament. The Prada.
Parliament.
Yes. You see,
oh,
I don't
there's
know.
A headline. Oh, can someone do that? That'll cheer me up so much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, amongst all these corruption stories, the one that made me, like, shake my head the most was Sisi Zikalala. I mean, this guy, like, where does he come from? He called for calm as a chunk of his team was arrested for corruption. He must be calm, friend.
I don't know. I mean,
exactly.
You see, and also, again, now you're also not looking at it correctly because look how quickly people were able to adapt, get onto the PPE thing. 3 months ago, no one had heard the word, the acronym PPE. Now everybody has been in this business for a while.
You know,
I think Howard, I have just spat out my coffee.
I don't know. You guys are negative. Negative, negative.
Okay, so let's focus on the one voice of hope. Okay, to be fair, he knows exactly what's going on. He hasn't stopped it.
No.
He hates it, but he's complicit. Like,
yes.
But can Minister Lucky Star, like, go out and take Thuli Madonsela because she's tweeting, like she, her fingers are on speed. And can we call ALTA or another civil action group? And can we actually mobilize South Africa now? Like, we're done with politicians. And I'm begging. I don't know about you, but really I'm on my knees. You know that this week, a man starved in Indonesia.
No.
How is it even possible? It's a Muslim community. We are compelled to feed our neighbors. A man starved in Indonesia after crying for help. Like, that is, like, we're there, guys. We're there. We need, I know, like, you're trying to cheer me up, but okay, then there was this Facebook group that really irritated the life out of me.
Well, what did they do?
move 1 million.
What?
Move 1 million to where? Where do you want to move 1 million to?
What do you mean? They're moving 1 million. You just
in
hope
silent protest.
Oh.
I'm not kidding you, Howard Felton. And there are 400,000 members in there. Most of them are expats. And most of them are just a bunch of racists.
Well, okay, well, expats shouldn't be on social media. I'm sorry.
They should be commenting.
Yeah, they should not be commenting.
You don't get to comment.
No, no.
And so, okay, so if you've got this move 1 million that you're not going to put in a silent protest because that'll work. That's just going to work. I mean, everything's going to start with, hang on, we can't take this money because there's 1 million people in a silent protest. What are you talking about?
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So take 1 million people. Take $10 from each one of them, okay, and go and start fixing the schools. Like, can if you do that, you'll get more than 1 million of us behind it.
Absolutely.
Like, what is wrong with us? And don't even get me started on the black and white folks. So please tell me that you are as irritated as me.
I don't understand the point of it at all.
I don't know.
Nothing. Don't understand it.
Dude, like, okay, it's meant to uplift women, right? What are you uplifting? The number of likes on your page.
Well, it's so interesting because I had a meeting yesterday, and we were looking at for a company what to do for Women's Month. And I said, guys, you know what? I can't stand this sort of thing because suddenly everybody's now worrying about empowering women through these photos. It's rubbish. We've got so many real issues around gender-based violence. We've got so many issues here. Can we not deal with some of them instead of just being stupid? I don't know.
I said it today, and I know I've offended a lot of my girlfriends because I was nominated a lot, and I refused to do it. And if you can, like, if you're going to get behind what is really a viral challenge now, it's everywhere, okay? Can you do yourself a favor? Those 20 women or whatever the requirement is that 50, you're nominating, 50, can you give them your 50. Telephone number? Can you tell them, listen, this is what I do for a living. Perhaps you and I can work together. Can you say, you know what, if you ever feel in blue and you want to jump off a cliff, give me a shout. I'll be there. Yeah. Do you want to just have a virtual cup of coffee just to get to know each other?
I love that.
Then you have a women's empowerment campaign.
I love that.
I also didn't understand those pictures.
You're feeling threatened or if you're feeling, anything.
Phone.
Yeah. I love that.
You know, maybe
that's
we
a proper network.
Together. Mm. You never know. Let me see if I can help you make some money. Maybe you can help me make some money.
I love that.
You know, or maybe we can feed someone together. You know, like, I don't know. Anyway, the black and white challenge for me was just like,
For me as well.
What else have we got? Oh, I've got nothing but horror in this trophy.
No, but we turn it around. You don't need to worry. You can throw anything at us. Go for it. Go on.
Andrew Langeni's funeral.
It was well attended.
I felt nauseous. Really, I mean, we used that, that brought out the fact that we've been looting the stalwarts' funerals all along. I think we knew that pretty much, But Patricia Little actually did something. You've got to give it to her. She suspended someone.
Yes.
And then we arrested people for smoking at the funeral. I mean, is that what we took out of it?
What?
That's the headline.
People were arrested for smoking at the funeral.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's what went viral. You know, that's where we all are. We're just like, let's look at that because we can't possibly look at the horror that's around us. I mean, and then, here we go. I could remind you that this week the petrol price and Eskom's tariffs are likely to go up, that load shedding is up in its game and we have a brand new airline, but not really.
Well, where do you think some of our 4.3 billion is going, Tonya?
Oh, absolutely. Where is she, Didumieni? I just want to know. I'm asking for a friend.
I don't know.
I could also tell you that farm murders are on the rise and the Cape Town is Phillips Project. I mean, my word, if you've been watching Cape Town, bullets and tear gas.
Look, that terrible murder of that family was horrific.
Oh my word. A 3-year-old gunned down and the CSA are racist. There's no land reform unless you do it yourself. But these are headlines that we just scrolled past, Howard, and that's a tragedy because this is our normal, not our new normal. It's our old normal. It really is, and that's so depressing. I'm so glad I'm here. And what happened to the Guptas?
I don't know. Are they planning another wedding? We don't know. We haven't heard from them in ages, the Guptas, because nobody seems to care.
Well, I think that's it, isn't it? It's done now. They seem to have left the state capture narrative and we've replaced with Nati and Clay Court. My word.
Yeah.
As he faces off McBride. Riveting, guys. Just riveting. Skip the first 45 minutes because that's all paperwork. They refiled the entire file because someone couldn't count or use the alphabet, okay? But yeah. But after 45 minutes, I promise you it's better than any Netflix you'll ever see. So, what else have I got for you? The SAHRC and many others are going to court in a bit to help us.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might just be a waste of court's time. I feel like I'm a grumpy old woman and very, very cynical.
Well,
and can someone please cheer me up and send me some chocolate?
Or cigarettes.
Yeah, I think cigarettes.
Or cigarettes.
No, cigarettes, I'm fine. I'm on the board. Cigarette trade is doing what's fine.
It's
yeah,
booming.
Don't worry, don't
yeah,
worry.
I mean,
if
when
you're ever short, just come this way, guys. And it's normal prices, too. Sorry
really?
To tell you.
Is it normal prices?
Yeah, $50 a packet.
Unbelievable. But it is so interesting is that the numbers that are now being seen is so few people stopped smoking and everybody is continuing just to buy their cigarettes through other channels. It's as simple as that.
And the saddest thing is those that can't afford to buy cigarettes are sharing them. We never used to, but are now, you know, like it's crazy. It really is crazy. In fact, the cigarette ban, I left it off this week's report because I think I focused on it so much, but we're the only in the country in the world. The only one in the world. It's like we keep saying, okay, we're following who, but
yeah, no, we're not around
who?
The
we're
cigarette
not.
Business. That still continues to make absolutely no sense. You could argue the alcohol ban. Every doctor I've spoken to supports it, even though I don't. But it's
I mean, and fair enough. I get the alcohol ban.
Yes, we've spoken to surgeons on the show. They've gone through it. It does impact. It does put a huge strain on the medical system. There is no excuse, no justification, no validity around smoking.
Why do we prohibit it? Why don't we triple the price of it? Because
absolutely.
Consumption will slow.
100%.
Like, it seems so simple to me.
Yeah.
And instead, what you have now is people brewing their own alcohol and selling it on the streets, people dying because God knows what they put in there, you know? And then we're paying $1,000 a carton for very, very badly made cigarettes, so that are very much worse for our health. If you just put the price up, you could take that money too,
absolutely.
Mr. President.
Absolutely right. Tanya Khoury, this is where we love and leave you. Thank you, as always. We'll catch you next week.